Jill Jones in conversation with Shirley Davis. Hello Shirley, thank you very much for coming to talk to us this afternoon and tell us a little bit about yourself. If you'd like to start by giving your name and date of birth and something about your early life, please.
Good afternoon Jill. Yes, I was born in New Brighton, Monera, on the 20th of June 1941. It's going back a very long time.
Yes.
I was, at that time, I was the youngest of five children. My father worked in the quarry in New Brighton, not the quarry in Monera. Mm-hmm. He was a quarry man. And obviously I don't remember very much about those very early years. One of my very first memories is of me standing outside the house in New Brighton where I was born, surrounded by family and a lot of other people, looking across the valley, and it must have been 1945, I would think, because it was a lot of commotion was going on the other side of the valley, and it transpired that a young lady had been murdered.
Oh, yes.
Carrie Williams.
Yes.
And that's one of my very earliest recollections, is standing on that wall and all the hubbub going on all around me. No one has ever been found regarding Carrie's murder. So, but it was. I remember it was a horrendous time. Everybody seemed to be very frightened, very upset.
Yes.
I had one older sister and I had three older brothers at that time. I can recall while I was still living in New Brighton, we used to be taken for walks, and that was to the Monera quarry where the lineworks were.
Yes.
And I can still recall on one occasion not being very happy at all because my mother took me to there. I had whooping cough and she thought, the story was that standing over the lime kilns would cure whooping cough.
Yes.
You yes. continued coughing, obviously, and I later realised that the being suspended over a lime kiln didn't really do me any good. Fortunately, I don't think it did me any harm either, but that was the sort of things that we... That
local medicine.
Absolutely, yes.
Yes.
Yes. But the lime quarries were somewhere where we were, it was a walk.
Yes.
My mother took me for long walks, usually with a number of other people from the village, and it was very often we would end up either on Monera Mountain, collecting wimberries in the summertime, blackberries from all around the lime works in the autumn.
Yes.
And nuts also in the autumn. We used to go and collect hazelnuts.
Yes.
And they were very good. At the age of 4 and a half, I went to Monera School. And it was magical, really. Obviously, all these children were there that I had never met before, and it was a bit frightening as well.
Yeah.
The biggest problem there was that we had a third of a pint of milk that we were given each day, and I hated milk. And I was forced to drink this milk, which didn't really go down very well. And I can remember on that very first day, actually, it was quite traumatic because I wet my knickers when I was crying and didn't want to drink this milk.
Dear, dear.
But it didn't stop. I still had to drink the milk even after that. It was a...
Yes.
I don't know whether those are special memories of Monera School or not.
It's memories that we all have similar style of things happening to us like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I also remember cutting my head in Monera School.
Yes.
There was a porch outside the main door. There was a porch where we hung our coats and things,
yes,
in the winter time. And there was a big bolt on it. And on the opposite side, the bolt slid into a
collar. Into a hasp thing, yeah. Yes.
And this particular day, the porch was very wet, and I went sliding and straight into this and cut my head. And when I went home, I had my bottom smacked for being so silly.
Yes, that sounds roundabout right for the time.
Yeah,
yes.
Nobody took me to hospital or anything. I'm looking back, I think I should have had stitches in because I got a really nice scar on my head. But it healed, and I survived again.
Yes, that's it.
One of these things, yes. Isn't it?
So, what happened after Minera School? Where did you go to school?
I went to Grove Park after from Minera School. It was the 11 plus, and I was the only girl that year that went.
There yes.
were two boys that went to Grove Park. Mm-hmm. And I was the only girl. I can remember again being absolutely petrified, standing outside Grove Park, wondering what on earth had hit me. Going from a small school of about 70 or 80 children,
yes,
to a big school of over 1,000 children, and it was not knowing anybody there. It was really a frightening experience.
And there was
experience.
No introduction in those
Nothing
days.
At all.
You just went. Yes.
I can remember standing out on the yard, waiting to be picked and told which form I was going to go into. At the end, there was just one other young girl and myself that was stood there. And we went and we sat in desks next to each other. Mm. But we have continued our friendship from that day. And we still go on holidays and things together.
That's really lovely.
We both went into nursing, and we've kept up the friendship and have been really good friends from that day onwards.
Yes.
So it was, even though it was traumatic at the time.
Yes.
It was a really good experience, really.
Yeah.
And Grove Park was a really good school to have been to.
Oh yes.
It was one of the best, I think, that were.
Yes.
At that time, they used to be top of the form.
Yes.
And Grove Park always won.
Yes.
Top of the form.
Yes. Which was
girls
how
and
I
boys
first knew about them.
Yes.
Hearing the radio show.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So after your years in Grove Park, you say you...
I went nursing then.
Yes.
I decided I'd been in a little village for long enough and it was time to spread my wings. And I went to Liverpool to do my
Did
nurse
you?
Training.
Yes.
Training, yeah.
Yes.
Which again, friendships were made there, and again we still meet up with the girls I trained with every year, at least twice a year. Every year we still have our reunions, meet up, and have a really good time.
That is excellent. It's good for us all to know that we've got a good social network.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, and. We're meeting up again next month.
Are you?
Yes.
Yes.
Just
right,
this time,
good.
But that's it.
Yes.
But I did come back to Minera because I married a local lad.
Yes.
I married Clifford.
Yes.
The family were farming, and his parents died soon after we were married.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
2 years both his parents had died. The problem was we couldn't carry on with the farming because there wasn't sufficient money and things there to carry on with it. So Clifford went into lorry driving, and he carried lime from the lineworks.
Yes.
For quite a long time. He had he worked for somebody else. He had a lorry that he drove.
Mm-hmm.
And carried lime, and they used to spread it. A lot of it was burnt lime,
yeah.
And they used to spread it on the fields.
Yes, as fertilizers.
And he would sometimes have to take a tractor out and go on a tractor with a spreader and what have you behind it.
So
he'd deliver the
product. And then
and spread the lime
and spread.
When he got there.
Yes.
Yeah, very often that was the case.
That sounds a good scheme of a day's work in that sense. Was he able to come home each evening?
Oh yes, he came home
each
evening.
Yes.
At that time, yeah.
Yes.
But
yes.
But the wages were very poor. So as soon as my children where, well, as soon as the youngest was two, I went back to work.
Yes.
And I worked on nights and he worked on days.
And left messages on the kitchen table.
Yeah, well, I don't know quite whether it was quite as bad as that, but we did meet up occasionally and,
yes.
People very often knew him and knew me separately and you know, they...
It is quite surprising when you know two people individually and suddenly find out they're a married couple. You think, oh!
Yes,
quite startling.
Yeah, I upset one lady who was running the local garage. She came out and said, oh, you two know each other. I just looked at her and said, yes, I sleep with him sometimes. And it was, she was quite shocked at my response. It was later she found out that I was married, so it was okay. It was a bit above board.
Yes. Sounds like she was quite new to the area.
She wasn't really that new, but she knew both of us individually, but she didn't know that we were related to each other.
In any way at all.
Yeah.
Yes. So.
But going back to the burnt lime, I can remember us having burnt lime. We used to have to go and collect it.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother used to use it because we lived in the council houses of Minera.
Mm-hmm.
And to our house, there were 17 steps in total.
And That's a lot.
It's a lot. And my mother used to use it and get a brush, and she would go along the edges of all the steps to make them look smart so that it were...
Yes.
It was an individual sort of house, so it looked clean and tidy, and the edges of the steps were painted with white, the burnt lime out of it.
Mm-hmm.
We used to mix it with something in the garden as well, but I'm not too sure about that. It was for building something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so but it would make a sort of cement.
Cement, yeah, yes. Lime.
Yes, so possibly with stone walling.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was a... And we used to use it as a lime wash on the outside of the farm buildings as well when we lived in the farm.
Yes.
It was used as a white wash, a lime wash.
Yes.
The lime on the farm buildings.
Yes.
So the lime was very useful. It was, you know...
Yes.
It was a means of living.
Yes.
It was a means of keeping your house nice and clean and tidy, and it was a means of putting in the garden to encourage the fruit and flowers and what have you, all the things in the garden to grow.
Yes.
So the lime works at that time was very important to us.
Yes.
Some people did complain about the lime works because the other thing with it was that there was an awful lot of dust.
Yes.
And if the wind was in the right direction, the houses all were smeared with this white dust that came down from them.
Yeah.
But it was a very interesting place. We used to go up to the Limeworks, as I say, a lot. And as I grew older, I didn't have my mother take me, I took myself. Our little gang of friends would go up to Limeworks. We'd be shouted at by the men, but we knew places to go and hide so that they wouldn't find us. And like I say, we used to take a bottle, usually a pop bottle with water in and a few sandwiches, and we'd spend the whole day up there.
That's it, yes.
Nobody would bother too much about us. We were told off sometimes, but when the odd child fell down off a wall or something and broke an arm or a leg, there was a bit of a...
A bit of a problem, yes. And time to heal up as well.
Yes. It was usually school holidays. And the boys used to go up into the Limeworks, and they used to make a dam in the river, and we'd all go then and clear the stones away, and we'd have a swimming pool in the river. Don't know if you ever went there, but we used to go swimming in the swimming pool, or try to swim.
I know there's still a pool that gets used like that in Plas Power Woods, and I think that's seriously unofficial.
Right. But well, this was in the Limeworks.
Didn't realise there was water that deep.
Yes.
In the river.
We used to get it quite deep.
Yes.
Quite a deep. But at one time there were trout in this river as well, but once the quarry was going really at full blast, it killed off all the fish and things that were in the river.
I never found any fish in the river.
I found one. I can remember going when we were scooping them out this time, and I took out a tin, a pea or a bean or a tin that was in the river, and actually there was a fish inside it. It was quite interesting, that river.
Yes.
But soon after that, the fish went away.
They'd all gone. Mm. Yes.
One of the things that they used to try and frighten us with was like there's adders up in the Limeworks. And there were.
And there were. I've seen them.
Yeah,
yes.
and we never got bitten, or I never got bitten anyway. They did used to try and frighten us away, but there were a lot of adders in those days.
Yes.
My father-in-law, if he caught the adders, he'd kill them and he'd hang them over on road signs and things like this to try and put it people off, prove that there are adders here, so don't don't mess about, sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But young children don't bother, do they?
We don't.
Or we didn't. I don't know. I don't know whether children these days would feel quite so daunted if you told them that there were snakes up there. I think my grandchild would be quite frightened of going.
Dangerous rather than adventurous.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think we instill too much danger into children these days, quite honestly. I think we don't allow them to explore and do things.
Which they should. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
what else do you want to?
Yes. Are there any serious changes in the village has life stayed?
No, there are enormous changes in the village. Everybody knew everybody else.
That's true, yes.
When we were little, if somebody asked me who lived in such and such a house, I'd be able to tell them exactly who it was, how many people lived there, what their occupation was. I'd be able to tell you everything about it as a young child.
Yes, and if they're related.
Absolutely, we knew all the relatives, who was related to whom, and now I don't know anybody in the village, or hardly anybody in the village that knows me, I would think.
Yes,
my own little group of people, but I don't know
the wider community
at all, whereas we knew everybody.
Yes.
Everybody. Yes. And one of the other things is that we don't sing as much these days.
No, we don't.
When I was young, you could hear people on the streets singing to their heart's content. They were...
Yes.
Now you hear music coming out of cars and vehicles and things like that, but you don't hear people unaccompanied singing. We used to hear the people. Do you know where White Road is? The quarry workers used to come down White Road and they'd be coming down singing.
Yes.
And they would go to Tynnacapel at night and they would be coming down the 40 steps singing.
Yes.
And that's very different now.
You don't hear people
out on the streets just singing, because they're full of the joys of life, really.
Mm.
which was, it's not a big difference.
So that's a big difference, yes. Yes, so where do people find their joy these days? Maybe that's going off into another direction.
Are they as joyful as they used to be? I doubt it.
Yes.
But, it's one of those things, isn't it?
Yes.
We all change, it's almost a dormitory village now.
I could agree with that, yes. Yes.
People tend to work in other places rather than in the village itself.
Yes. And the immediate heavy work industries have gone.
All gone. They've all gone.
Yes.
Yeah. But now people do work more from home.
Yes.
So it seems to be going full circle, but people are now working back in the village again, I suppose.
Yes, so that's good in itself.
Yeah.
And brings a bit more community together.
That's true.
Yes.
The other big thing is when I was a child, we all had outdoor toilets and things like that.
Yes. Yes, I remember those.
When we moved into the council houses in Monera, then when I was six, then, and that's when we had our first indoor toilet and a bath.
Yes.
Before that, it was a tin bath.
Yes.
And I can remember the cottages down by the pistol.
Yes.
There were five cottages there, I think. And I know that when we were farming, they were still using the outside latrines, which were built over the river.
Yes.
And
yes, that's
the
thought
of it now, you think, golly, all the effluent and everything just went down the river.
Yes.
Everything was, and they had a single toilet there, they had two doubles there, and a child's toilet there, that was a smaller sort of toilet, and they were all built outside and over the river.
Yes.
Yeah, think, or stream, should we say, it's not that big, is it?
Yes, but it was flowing quite fast.
Yes, it was flowing faster than it is now.
Yes.
Or these days, but yes, a number of children have been drowned in that river over the years.
Yes.
Most of them are further down, but right where I live, right by the bridge, little Carla was drowned 40 years ago.
Is it that long ago?
Yes, 40 years.
There's a silver bowl at Minerva Church.
Somebody wanting me out there.
There's a silver bowl at Minerva Church.
In memory of Carla.
We use that for every baptism.
Oh, right.
Yes, so it's been well used. So, yes. Is there...
Are we still recording?
Yes. Close it off for the minute, please, Karen. Right. Jill Jones, talking to Shirley Davis. Continuation. So Shirley, when the Minerva Limestone Quarry closed, can you tell me a little bit about what happened next there?
Yes, it was closed for quite some time, and there were a number of us in the village who were quite concerned about what was going to happen in the Limeworks, what the future of it was going to be, because it was an area where many of us did walk,
yes,
but it was becoming very overgrown. We were finding it more and more difficult to get in and out of there. And we heard via my husband, actually, who was on the council at the time, that it was up for sale.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And as a result of this, a few of us got together in the City Arms, which was a pub that was open at the time, and at that first meeting I was appointed as the chair of a new group which was looking into what we could do about the quarry, about the lime works. We then went for a brainstorming session, which was up in the cycle centre up in Llandegla.
Yes.
And we formed a committee, and from that committee we then decided that we were going to do our level best to get it for the people of the community, for the community of Monera, for them to have it as a facility.
Yes.
For the whole area.
Yes, as an outdoor general access.
Yeah.
Yes.
And many of the meetings went on in my house.
Yes. Yes.
It was open house, and we continued to meet. We struggled. We really, really struggled very hard, trying to get people to listen to us, and to agree to us doing, you know, having something done with it.
Yes.
And it was only eventually when we managed to get the North Wales Wildlife Trust on board with us that we were able to secure it for the people of the community and make it a facility rather than what was becoming an eyesore and a problem.
Yes.
So I then stepped down from being the chair person. And it was taken. There have been a couple of chairmen after that.
Yes.
But I'm quite pleased to say that as a result of the efforts that the group made, it wasn't just me, but it was the group.
Yes, the committee was really good and hard working.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I met on a regular basis, and we managed eventually to get the Wildlife Trust on board, and with their help and what have you, it's now a good...
It is. It's a good local
facility.
Facility, yes.
And hopefully it's going to go on and be an even better facility in the future. Sure. I think it's got such possibilities. It's such a brilliant area, and it's such a large area.
Yes.
That we could do all sorts of things there. Yeah. I've still got lots of ideas of things that could be done, but we've met a lot of people. We've had a lot of important people that have come up and looked at the area.
Yes. Yes.
And have all said, you know, what a wonderful area it is, and what a wonderful thing that we should do, that we were doing to actually try and save it for the community.
Because there's the industrial kilns,
archaeology, and
there's the general wildlife anyway. And there's the nearness for the community.
Yes.
And even if they don't walk the mile and a half to get there, so we need car parking space there, they don't know how many miles they walk once they're in.
Absolutely, absolutely, yes.
Yes.
The, you know, it's a place of entertainment, it's a place of learning.
Yes.
It's a place of education, it's a place of leisure.
Yes.
People just go there leisurely, they walk their dogs, they do all sorts of things within it, and I think that we've managed to do something really worthwhile in ensuring that it's going to be kept in, hopefully, for many, many years to come.
Yes.
It will be used by the community.
Yes, with local open access for everyone.
I do meet people now when I'm up there. I do find that some of them now, we do have Welsh-speaking people going up there quite often. Going back years ago, most of the people that were up there were Welsh speakers.
Yes.
Most of the quarry workers would have been speaking Welsh, singing Welsh on their way back. Mm. They would be. But now, for a long time, it's been a lot of English-speaking people, and now it seems to be going
it's
full circle.
Back.
And
that's
we seem
good.
To be having a lot of Welsh people up there, and you know, taking more notice. We do have lots of foreign people coming as well.
Yes, we do. Yes.
Yeah, so I don't know that I can extend
it
on that point.
So thank you very much, Shirley.
You're very welcome.
Very enjoyable to talk to you today and for you to come and meet us both.
Oh, I've enjoyed it too. Thank you.